Vaughn, thank you so much for stay. I want to ask you a bit of a question, okay. Right? How much black tax do you pay? So black tax is basically money you send to family members every month or every so often to help them stay afloat, or bills that you pay for them, or school fees. It's like a tax because you feel it's an obligation. That's why it's called black a tax. And it comes out of your salary or your revenue, rain or shine. You gas paid our money. Now, we call it black tax because we found out that all over the world, black people in black culture... are more likely to be doing it than, say, white Europeans who have a more individual-first approach to life.
Right, right.
So how much black tax do you pay?
A lot.
Sandra, what are you paying for?
I pay a lot. My siblings, basically.
Okay.
So I have to, you know, put them through school.
Wow.
I've got really young siblings. They're about 7 and 5.
Wow.
Really young.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to see to their education.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
On your salary?
My salary.
How much are you able to save?
That's the problem, Joyce. I keep calling you Joyce because you always bombard me. Exactly,
yeah.
Sandra. That's the problem. So it's difficult to save because when you want to save, it's like a villager will say, "Aha, that money that she has reserved, Ngwanu, it is now time." That's when someone remembers. You know what? I have to do this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. It's really hard. But then again, you know, we do what we have to do.
Do we have to do it? Well, they're pretty tender, you know.
Exactly. So they're not. Tell them, go and fend for yourself.
Do you mind if I ask where their parents are?
Well, their father is late.
Okay.
Their mother is more or less a, I don't want to call her a handicap because she's able-bodied. She's just not.
Fending for her children.
Exactly. She can't even fend for herself.
Mm.
She's barely able to fend for herself, much less her children. So that leaves me with a burden.
You have my sympathies.
Thank you, Sandra.
Lagos, that's the conversation we're having. You know, a study in South Africa found that 58% of black people in the country sent money to family members monthly, even though 55% of them, like Yvonne, were themselves unable to pay all their monthly bills. And that's our big hard fact. And that's just to show you that it's not just a Nigerian problem. Like I said, 58% of black people in the country sent money to family members monthly, even though 55% of them were themselves unable to pay all their monthly bills. I'm sure that a lot of you who are listening right now are like Yvonne. You can relate to this so much. You're barely making enough to handle your expenses. But you also have family who are making far less than you, or maybe they're not earning anything at all. And you can't watch them starve. You can't let their children not go to school. So you feel obliged to help. And that help is making you drown. Suddenly, the salary isn't going far anymore. You're almost living from hand to mouth. That's what black tax is. And that's what we're talking about today. Tell me your experience with black tax, while we also discuss where it comes from, what its effects can be. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 01465-7190. But that's only if you're female. 01465-7190. How much black tax do you pay? To whom do you pay it? Is it for settling their bills? Is it for upkeep? Is it for sending somebody to school? When did you start? What's the plan? Will you be doing this forever, or will they get on their feet? Or will somebody else take over from you? And on the other hand, are you receiving black tax? So some people are paying, but some people are receiving. So are you the one who's receiving black tax, or have you received black tax in the past? Did a relative provide for you? How did they provide? When did they provide? Why did they provide? Kayode is on the line. Kayode is in Ikorodu. Hello, Kayode. Thank you very much for calling us.
We need to pay the black tax.
Yes, welcome.
That is it.
Welcome. You say we need to pay it?
We need to pay because the way we have been brought up, even sometimes they demand from you family member you didn't do, they say you are wicked. That's why they didn't know your pulse.
How much black tax do you pay?
Even sometimes 40-50% of my income, monthly income.
To whom do you pay it?
Family members, siblings.
Is it for upkeep? Is it for settling
upkeep,
their bills?
School fees.
Oh, school fees. When did you start
Even
paying?
I start paying school fees before I have kids.
When did you start paying? Do you remember how old you were?
I'm less than 30. I start paying school fees around 29. I was not married then.
Hmm. Why did you start doing it?
Because my middle sister lost her husband and she has kids.
Hmm. So what's the plan? Are you going to do it forever or will they get on their feet? Somebody will take over from you. What's the plan?
Well, it's getting a little bit relief. One is a graduate now.
Okay.
Which they still have three. One undergraduate, two in secondary school.
Hmm.
That is it. And she too, you know, she's struggling.
Hmm. And you're married now, eh? Do you have children?
Yes, I'm married. And you know, immediately I'm married, the burden is a little bit much.
Do you have your own children?
Yes.
So how are you coping? How are you handling it with your income and spending on your extended family as well as your own immediate family? How are you coping?
It affects my saving, but what can I do? I can't leave my needs to starve. You just have to cut. Sometimes your needs, you need to cut it. To the PRS, to the least. Even sometimes what is important, your own house, I have you cut it off. You have to sit your children down, say this. You just have to.
You just have to, Kayode says. Is Kayode right that you just have to? I'm just having a conversation here. I don't have a dog in this fight. Is he right when he says you just have to? Are you paying black tax? How much black tax are you paying? To whom are you paying it? We've got Kayode on the line. Kayode, hello. Thank you very much for calling us. Hello, Kayode. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. Are you paying black tax?
My name is Kayode Ario. I'm not paying. I'm receiving. And I want to really thank my brother who is doing that.
Okay.
Yes, I want to really thank him. He has been doing his best for everyone in the family, though he's not in the country at the moment.
Okay.
He's out of the country. So he's more or less like settling everybody. In fact, myself, the son of my twin brother, you know, he's settling everybody. And
Why is he doing this?
Just like to cushion the effect of the hardship in the country, you know.
When did he start paying? When did he start sending to you guys?
2018, every month. At least I get 20,000 and each person gets 20,000 every month.
Wow. Oh, sorry about this. Kayode, call back if you can. I want to hear more about that. 99.3. Hello? Hello? Okay, I don't think anyone's really there. 99.3. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What's your name?
Okay, this is Isaac online from Lekki.
Isaac, are you paying or receiving black tax?
Yeah, I'm paying.
Oh, paying? How much are you paying?
Yes. I'm paying 10,000 every month, and also another 5,000 naira.
What is it for? Is it for settling bills? Is it for upkeep? What is it for?
It's for upkeep. Like my aunt, that's my mother's younger sister.
Okay. So, why are you sending her money?
Because she's not financially buoyant, and I stayed with her when I was growing up, so I see it as a way to support her. She has also supported me when I was...
You were growing up as well. So what's the plan? Yeah. Are you going to be doing this forever, or will somebody take over from you? What's the plan?
The plan is I'm trying to set her up, set up something for her so that she can be able to fend for herself. Instead of not saying, I see my responsibility, because if she's my mom, I'll have to do something for her too. So since my mom is late, I still have to continue to do that.
Right. Thank you very much for calling us. We appreciate it. We've got Lawrence in Victoria Island on the line. Hello, Lawrence. Thank you very much for calling.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Are you paying or receiving?
This year, a very interesting program anyway.
Thank you. Are you paying? Are you paying or receiving?
Yes, I'm paying.
Tell me who you're paying to.
I've been paying since.
Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off. Since you were 18.
Yes.
Can you turn your radio off so that we can talk very well? Since you were 18, that's a young age.
Yes.
What were because you that, paying for at 18?
Yes. Then, I lost my father then.
Okay.
That time I was in Form 4.
Okay.
Now SS2 now.
Hmm.
So I lost my father then, and I have some siblings. I was the first one. All of them depended on me. My mother depended on me. So what will I do? I go to the farm. I farm. I sell yam. I sell cassava. I do everything to make sure that I feed all of them and I pay my school fees.
From 18?
Yes. I continued that until I left home to Lagos. When I started a job, I continued that way until this moment that I'm telling you is now that I'm just getting a release because all those, my siblings, they are now on their own. I was able to establish them. They are doing well. So that's now I can say that, yes, I'm a bit relieved as a human being. But it's still, other immediate families are still depending on me. Every month, this one will call me, the student school fees, my brother, this one will call me, your uncle will call me. You know, they thought maybe things are just flowing like that. But I paid all these tax from my earnings, and my earnings is not even enough for me. And that's why every month you end up without nothing.
You can't even save.
You can't save anything. Now, you can't save anything. Most of times, you cannot go out to say, okay, let me take a bottle of beer with your colleagues. You can't do that. Unless somebody call you and check it out. It becomes so difficult situation because of this country.
So why are you still doing it? If it's so difficult, you can't even save or take yourself out, why are you still doing it?
You know, it becomes, you know, it's something that you cannot avoid. It's an avoidable situation.
Can you not avoid it?
Yes, it's an unavoidable situation because you cannot sit down. Your younger sister will call you that you know that you lost the husband. The children will sit at home. They don't go to school. Can't you assist them?
Yes, you can assist them once. You can assist them once, but assisting them all the time, do you think you can afford to do that all the time?
Unless she finds another means, because they don't have any other things than to depend on you.
Yes, but if you were not available for them to depend on, would they be all right? Would they die?
Which means they take that person away.
Mm.
But you continue to assist. Continue to assist them. Mm. That is the task you face on life.
Mm.
You just want to assist to it.
All right, Lawrence.
So it's only God that will help us. Yeah. And that's why you see some young men that died earlier because of all those kind of frustrations and distress everywhere. They cannot even take good care of themselves again than to face families, immediate families, uncles and cousins and this and that. So it's a very difficult situation.
Lawrence, thank you very much for calling. I noticed that women are not calling. Women, are you not paying black tax? Why are you not calling me? And that's also a question I wanted to ask one of the callers that called earlier on, who says, I'm still paying the tax, even though I'm married now. He started paying before he got married, and now he is married, he has children. And I'm wondering if he also pays black tax for his wife. You know, does his wife have relatives whom he's paying black tax for? Now, like I said, I don't have a dog in this fight, though. I'm just asking questions, right? Let's talk to John in Ikorodu. Hello, John. Thanks for calling us. John is not there anymore. Okay, women have finally started calling. Eniola is in Ogba. Eniola, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Are you paying black tax?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have been paying things. Let's see, like 6 or 7 years back.
Okay.
That was the time my mom took this microfinance loan.
Okay.
It got so bad she couldn't pay. She had to leave. You know, the matter escalated.
Mm.
And I'm the first child.
Okay.
So I had to repay them.
Mm.
I started paying for 5,000 every week.
Wow.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Almost a year.
5,000 every week?
Teaching.
That's a lot of money. On a teacher's salary.
If I tell you how much I was receiving 26,000 naira.
And you were paying 20,000 naira as refund for your mother's loan.
Yes.
So you had to survive on 6,000 naira.
That was still my parents, my father's place.
Okay.
Then I was in my father's house.
Yeah, but you have to transport yourself to work now.
Yes, I do extra coaching.
Okay.
I get some little change from that. Then also my brother, when he wanted to write WAEC, I had to source for the fund. It's really been very, very hard.
Have you paid off the loan?
It's only male that pay black tax. What do you call it?
Black tax.
Black tax.
Yes.
What I'm paying. I wish I'm not a female.
Have you paid off the loan?
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay. So are you still paying black tax? Are you still
Yes, I do. In fact, I still did this today.
What did you pay for today?
Upkeep for my parents. I gave my father, I gave my mother, my sister called.
Oh, your parents are not working? They're not working?
They are not.
Eniola, you have my sympathies. Thank you very much for calling us and sharing your story. Emanuela is in Lekki. Hello, Emanuela. Thank you for calling.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, Emanuela. Are you paying black tax?
Yes, I did some years back.
Okay.
For my younger brother while he was still in school.
Okay.
But now he's through with school, so he's on his own. So although I still pay, not like before, just for my dad, to support my dad and any other family contribution.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So you're not paying very heavily, but is there somebody in your family that is paying more heavily than you?
No. I am.
Okay. So you don't have like brothers or older sisters that are...
No, I'm the second. So the other one is my younger brother. So we have to... I don't want what, you know, I didn't have anybody to support me. So I didn't want what happened to me to really happen to him. So immediately he was, after his secondary school, for his university level, I encouraged him, since he was interested, to further his education. I made sure he did that. You know, men or guys, once they lose interest, they might take off their mind there. So I just have to encourage him and make sure he did his ND, HND. And I was happy one throughout his serve, me and my younger sister, actually, because he's the last boy. But we are happy. He graduated 2 years ago, and now he's managing on his own now. So we are grateful to God.
All right. Thank you, Manuela, for calling. Lagos, if you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and today we're discussing black tax. Black tax is when you send money to family members every month. So if you're wondering, what is that, Sandra? Ha, this one, you want to don't come again. Which is black tax? That's what it is. That money you send to family members every month or every so often so that they can stay afloat, or the bills that you help them pay, or the school fees you pay for them. It's like a tax because you feel it's an obligation. The people who have been calling since, Shebi, they've been saying, how will we do now? It's what you're supposed to do. So you feel it's an obligation. That's why it's like a tax. And it comes out of your income or your revenue or your salary. Rain or shine, you guys pay them. But we call it a black tax because all over the world, research has shown that black people in black cultures are more likely to be doing it than, say, white Europeans who have a more individual-first approach to life. And when we started the show, I told you it's not just a Nigerian problem. Our big hard fact is a study in South Africa that found that 58% of black people in the country sent money to family members monthly, even though 55% of them were themselves unable to pay all their monthly bills. So that means they're barely making enough to handle their own expenses, but they also have family who are making far less than they are or not earning anything at all. And they can't watch them starve. They can't let their children not go to school, so they feel obliged to help. But that help is making them drown. If you're listening and you can relate, that help is making you drown. Suddenly your salary no dey reach anywhere again. You just dey live hand to mouth. with bill upon bill upon bill. Now, black tax be that. Black, color black, tax, like paying your taxes. That's what it is. So how much do you pay? To whom do you pay it to? Are you doing it to settle their bills? Are you paying it as upkeep? Are you sending somebody to school? When did you start doing it? A caller said he started at 18. Fear catch me, 18. That's very young. What's the plan? Do you plan to do it forever? Do you plan to stop when they get on their feet? Is somebody planning to take over from you? Now, it's not everybody that is sending. Some people are receiving. Because that thing you're sending back, there are relatives that are receiving it. And they're also listening to the show. So I would like to hear from them as well. You had the guy who said that, Omo, he's receiving from his brother who lives abroad, 20K every month. And him and other relatives, 20K, 10K every month. So have you received black tax? Or are you receiving it right now? Do you have relatives who are providing for you at the moment? How are they providing? When did they start providing? Why are they providing for you? 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. And our female caller line is 01465-7190. 99.3. Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Dennis.
Welcome, Dennis. Are you paying black tax or receiving black tax?
I've never received before, but over time, over the years, I think at age 22, I started paying this.
Hmm. Why?
Did I hear you say why?
Yes, why?
You know, it's an African thing.
No. Why did you start paying?
Okay, let me just... Like, for instance, my youngest senior brother, I have to invite him down from the north. He was staying with me. Then he was equally in school.
Okay.
And to date, I think I've always been of help to him in one way or the other.
Okay.
So I don't want just... And the moment... The news is, or maybe they got to know that maybe you have some little change. You receive calls here and there. And if you don't give, sometimes they want to see as a very wicked person. Yeah, do you know he's living large and you can't call him. Even when you call him, sometimes he will not even pick your call. So sometimes it's just out of fear sometimes. To me, I'm just opening up, honestly. Out of fear. They may not go kill me. Take.
I like that.
Honestly,
I like that honesty.
Honestly, believe you me. I better go. Let me just even touch this person. So next time you will not call. You will just know, last time he called, I did help. You understand? So that is how I go out of my way to do things sometimes. And I cannot even mention because I audit myself sometimes. Early part of this year, I have to print my statement of account from January to, you know, the numbers of banks I run. And I was just cycling these names. This is what I sent to this person these days. So, and thank God with the modern day internet banking, the purpose is always tied to sometimes. Oh, they're wondering. Sandra, you'll be so surprised that this year, last year, I recorded 590,000.
That you spent on black tax?
Yes. The one for one thing or the other. For one thing or the other. And these ones are mostly for upkeep, for medical bills sometimes, you know. And I called one of my sons, I showed him, I said, look at all these sons going to his family. And I remember one of my brother telling me, look, if you listen to family problem, you become poor.
Do you think he was right?
Sandra, family problem can drain one and make one poor sometimes, so I won't lie to you.
So do you
think
so do you think that people who put themselves first are wrong to do it?
Whether they are wrong?
Do you think they are wrong to do it? People who say, Omo, I can't keep myself, and they just don't attend to extended needs and focus on themselves and their family. Do you think they're wrong to do it?
Sandra, honestly, they are not wrong. But for me, people like me, sometimes, even when I have not meet the home front demand, I will still have to, let me just give. And you know, we have the mentality of bringing in God. God will bring again. And when you are not even, you know, you are a salary. If you are a business person, you won't, yes, you won't conclude. When you give, givers don't lack. You know that kind of mentality now.
I understand it. But unfortunately, I have to take a break. But thank you so much for calling and sharing your story.
All right.
Lagos, let's continue this conversation in a bit. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 5:33 and we're discussing black tax on the show today. If you just tuned in, black tax is basically money that you send to your family members every month or every other day to help them stay afloat. It may be bills that you pay for them. It may be school fees you pay. It's like a tax because you are obligated to do it. You know, you've been listening to the conversations we've been having on the subject and you hear everybody say, how you go do now? You're supposed to do it. Where? How you go do now? You're supposed to do it. Now, the only reason it's called a black tax is because black people all over the world are more likely to do it than white people. I even shared a study that was done in South Africa with you that found that 58% of black people in the country sent money to family members monthly. And interestingly, 55% of them were themselves unable to pay all their monthly bills. So you're listening to that and you can relate so much. You know what I mean? You're barely making enough to handle your expenses, but you also have family who are making far less than you are. They're probably not even making any money at all. And you can't watch them starve. You can't let their children not go to school. So you feel obliged to help. But that help is drowning you. Your salary is not going anywhere anymore. Your income, your revenue is not going anywhere anymore. You're almost living hand to mouth. That's the black tax. Black as in black person. Tax as in taxes. And you see, the challenge with black tax is that it makes it harder to build generational wealth. So think about a graduate. I'll talk about this graduate some more down the line, but I want you to think about a graduate, a graduate that his parents trained so that he could train or she could train her siblings. So let's say that graduate is a software engineer or she's an oil worker. But now she has two or three siblings to send to school. Every semester, every term, she's counting out or he's counting out money that she will send home for fees and books. He's paying for rent in the university. He's giving pocket money. Now, compare her to her colleagues who don't have a black tax. They're saving money. They're investing that money. That money is growing for them. And after just a few years, they may have double or triple of the savings of the person paying black tax. And researchers say that this is one of the reasons why in multiracial societies like, say, the US or South Africa, the black middle class is not growing as fast as the white. Black middle class people cannot save as much on average because they are sending that money back home to keep their poorer relatives afloat. And the thing with savings and investments is they compound. Take one person who saves, take another person who doesn't save, give them the same salary. In 10 years, you won't believe that they are from the same class. That's black tax. That's what it's doing to people, even here in Nigeria. But the question now becomes, what's the way forward? I mean, are you going to unlook and let your brother or your cousin wallow in poverty? Are you going to face front, let their children go uneducated? Because these are really tricky questions, right? With no clear answers. And I just want to know what you think. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm just here to start conversations. Hear what you think. Hear how you think about it. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. What do you think the way forward is? What do you think about a theory that the black tax prevents the accumulation of generational wealth? What do you think about that theory? What do you think about the theory that the black tax is caused by high income inequalities, even in families? What do you think the solution is? Do you think that there's a balance that can be struck? Is there a balance that can be struck? How do you strike it? You who's listening, how do you strike the balance between not drowning and not letting your family members starve? We're going to talk about this thing again next week. So if you cannot call in today, not to worry. We'll talk about it again next week. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Sandra, hi. This is Meg. How are you doing today?
Hi, Meg. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Black tax. What a name. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you rightly said, we come from a society or a place where we can't turn our eyes and see our family members suffer. Because really and truly, the wealth of any man is how many people you can uplift from poverty. But be that as it may, a point comes where you ask yourself, how much longer can you do this?
Right.
And you begin to streamline some of the things you do for people. It doesn't even, black tax doesn't even have to do with only your immediate family members.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, we are just three. I have two elder brothers who live in Botswana and myself. So I don't have any siblings I'm training. But there are lots of people around me.
Yeah, extended family members. Oh, Meg, I'm so sorry. Yeah, black tax covers those ones as well. Extended family members. It's not just immediate family. It's your cousin. It's your cousin's child. It's your auntie's brother's sister. It's all manner of things, really. 99.3, hello. Hello. Hello.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
Please, I'm a first time caller. I want to, please, there's one mic I want to.
99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
My name is Tosin.
Tosin, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, same. This is a very sensitive and it's a very common phenomenon. That most of we Nigerians, let me speak for Nigerians, have to go through. And, you know, it's not only in your family. It's people at work as well. Somebody doesn't have money to go for OND. You have to drop something. It could be people in the church. You see a family who's... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You see a family who seems to be struggling. And, you know, there's this part of you that can't turn your eyes away. So it's just almost around you, always around you. You know, there was a time that I and my husband, a certain year, I think it was 2017 or 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we just sat down and calculated, okay, boy, come, how much we don't, you know, we looked at our statements, because most of these things are done by transfer. And, you know, it was in the... almost 1.5.
Wow.
And you know, you would, and the, you know, I, it's...
Because it's not removed, it's not commuting at once, it's commuting small, small, you wouldn't notice
small,
it.
Small. And you know, there's this joy that I personally get when you put a smile on someone's face. But you know, it got to a time that, you know, we just had to sit down and think, how long, for how long can one continue this? Because most of these things are done, not in a bad way, but to the detriment of your own development, if you get what I mean.
I understand.
Because you're doing here and there and then...
You can't save.
Some of the things you should do, yes, you can't save as much as you'd want to. Even the projects that you should have at your age, and I don't want to go too much into detail, you can't do them.
Yeah.
So it's really Nigeria. And you know, what causes most of this, and pardon me, is that Nigerians will give birth to too many children. why give it to children that, you know, at the end of the day, you have six or seven children. Okay, you go and stay with Lagbaja. You go and stay with Amedu. When even the person you're asking a child to go stay with has two. They're not stupid. They're not stupid for having two children, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Strike the balance? How do you strike the balance between I can't let my extended family members starve and I can't kill myself? I had two children.
You can't. Okay, there are some that you can't shy away from. Like my mom, she gets something every month. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, huh? Your mom gets something
every month. My mom gets something every month.
Right.
By virtue of her elder sister having partially raised me as well, I just a sort of payback, so I give something else to her, something to her too. My mom's husband, sort of sense of obligation, I give something to her too. So once I do that, so before, maybe somebody asks you for money, rather than give 5K, I could give 1K. Just so that you can have the money. Do you know that there are times that, sorry to take so much of your time.
It's okay.
There was a time that I realized that at the end of the month, when I checked my balance, there was nothing that I was buying for myself.
Yeah.
So I just determined that, oh boy, when I collect this salary, I'm going to Chinatown, go and buy Chinese, sit down, chop the thing for my head. Make I know, see my sweat. Do you understand?
Make because problem not a finish.
You know, whoever finish. it's really tough. It's really tough.
I appreciate you calling to share your story with me, honestly. Thank you very much. Meg is calling back. Meg is in Lekki. Hello, Meg.
Meg, I say Meg. Sandra, hi.
Hi.
Okay, like I was saying.
Right.
So for me, it's not immediate relatives or extended. They are just friends and people you know around, just trying to get by. And this pandemic has even made it very terrible for a lot of people. Even those I used to have are struggling.
Right.
So your topic, precisely, I was telling my husband 2 days ago, I said this 10,000 here, 15,000 there, 25,000 here, it's really adding up. So we have to really know what we are doing. But again, what do you do?
How do you balance it? How do you build generational wealth?
Well, you build generational wealth by having different streams of income. For me, I do so many things. I sell jewelry. I work in an office. You know, so I do so many. I do network marketing. Do you understand? So from those, from the profit of those transactions, you are able to help one or two people get by. Because really and truly, there's a lady that sells corn close to my estate that told us that her son is supposed to be paying for WAEC last week. We just know her by going to buy ube and corn from her corn season. That's the relationship I have with her. You understand? And she reached out to us that she can't pay the son's WAEC. What do you do? We had to tell her, okay, because we don't know whether it's true or not, we asked for the name of the school. So we reached out to the principal of the school, and the principal gave us the account number of the school, and we paid the money directly to the school. So what do you do in such an instance?
No, but those ones are not, that one is not even black tax. That one is just goodwill donation, if you like.
Okay.
Black tax is the one that you're obligated to do. You feel like
you don't... I don't have black tax except my 79-year-old mother. That who I must care for. That's the only black tax I have. But there are other taxes that can come under that black tax.
We're going to expand the scope. Meg, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Ken. Oh, Ken is gone. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Bamidele. How much black tax are you paying, or are you receiving black tax? Oh no, Bamidele, sorry. Looks like only the women's lines are working very well today. Okay, well, let's keep talking to the women. Are you paying black tax? Are you receiving black tax? There's so many more angles to this story, to this conversation. There are so many other places where we can take it, but there's only 1 hour and perhaps 15 minutes after the news at 6, you know? So we're going to continue this conversation next week, perhaps next week Thursday or maybe Monday. I think maybe Monday. I'm not sure, but I'll let you know. Bolanle is in Ajah. Hello, Bolanle.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, you're live on the show now. Hi, welcome.
Oh,
thank you. Yes, my pastor once told me that for a bird to fly, he must first of all be able to fly before he carries another bird to fly. So I personally, I believe in planning. Planning in the sense that when you get your salary, you should be able to allocate a certain amount for family, a certain amount for investment, a certain amount on the family, then a certain amount for saving. That is what I do.
Okay.
And then, once I do that, and then a small amount for myself too. So once I divide it, because I want to grow, I will not continue to feed family, and then at the end of the day, I look back and I see that I've not made anything of myself. So I shorten that proportion so that I take care of my family, I take care of myself, and nobody suffers. That is the way I live my life. That is what I do.
All right, Balanli, thank you very much for calling and providing a very practical solution there. Reminds me of something they say. If you have ever flown, if you've ever entered a flight, when they're teaching you what to do in an emergency and there's no more oxygen on the flight, they tell you to put on your mask, all of that, etc., etc. And they always say to you, if you're carrying a child, put on your own mask first before you help the child put on their mask. And there's such a life lesson in there, and it kind of ties into what Bolanle said about birds, you know, being able to fly first before they can carry other birds, you know? How do you balance not letting your extended family starve, those whom you are obligated to provide for? How do you balance that with you yourself not drowning, not dying, not suffocating? Damilola in Surulere, hello.
Hi, good evening, Chandra.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you. I just want to contribute to this issue.
Are you paying or receiving?
I'm actually paying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something that I've found myself, like, right from my university days.
Wow.
Like, being a student, that also my way, win scholarships for myself. And you just see this, your parents always disturbing you for their own share of the money. So even after graduating, getting a job, my parents are just all over me. Like, they're expecting that, I sent you to school, I made you who you are.
But they didn't send you to school. Now, scholarships send you to school.
Exactly. I just think, is this part of the world?
Wait, my guy. Now, scholarship, where they beg you the money for the scholarship from self?
I still pay them even from the scholarship.
Guy. How many are you guys in the family?
I'm the first child.
Okay.
I have 5 siblings, like, all lined up behind me.
And you're the one who's catering for them?
Let me say partially.
Okay.
Because they're always on my neck. And I just said that the entitlement spirit, I've just so eaten down into all of them, that even if when you say you don't have, they feel you are stingy, you don't want to care about them. So it's really a serious thing. So it was just, you know, yesterday I was still discussing with my friend. So that's why I wanted to contribute to this show. Like, if we are not intentional about how we are working, we'll just live our life working for people. And as this old age draws near, and you just say that, you've built nothing for yourself. So I really think to solve the issue now, we have to be very intentional. You can't chase them away, definitely.
Okay.
Just know that you are going to set boundaries. Okay, after paying myself, I've saved my money, I've invested. Okay, this is how much is left. Okay, this is what I have for you guys. So I think that is how we can set boundaries with this thing called black tax.
Damilola, thank you very much for calling and sharing your story with me. And well done, huh?
Thank you.
We've got Chiaka in Ikorodu on the line. Chiaka, how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you paying or receiving? Good evening.
I'm paying.
All right. How long have you been paying?
Honestly, I have a sibling. I have a father. But unfortunately, my mother died last 2 years ago.
Okay.
When I got my salary, I think I have to divide it into 4.
Okay.
My family, my sibling, my father, and one is for my car.
Okay.
That is how I used to do it.
Okay. How long do you think you're going to be able to do this for?
Sorry?
How long do you think you'll be able to do this for? Hello? Ah, sorry about that. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back and we'll continue this conversation.
Do you know that not all healing therapies are medicines that you can take through the mouth? Joyce Nail Technology deals in alternative therapies like detoxification, heat massaging, body steaming, acupuncture, and many other therapies for losing stiffness of nerves. Come to our seminar taking place at number 38 Kayode Street, Onipan. Time, 10 a.m. prompt. Date, Saturday, 27th of February, 2021. Phone number, 0802-9493024 0805-535-3251.
You're still listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let me move to WhatsApp, where we have a lot of messages. And after taking those messages from WhatsApp, we're going to switch gears and dash somebody 10,000 naira. You deserve it, Ojari. Eh? All that black tax you're paying. I received black tax. They send me money every week. They help me when I have issues, but I promise to pay back when I stand on my own. All right, thank you very much. I'm paying black tax to my mom, my siblings, my girlfriends, and my friends. I paid between 40,000 to 60,000 naira monthly. My mom has retired, and the pension she's collecting is nothing to write home about. I'll pay my mom only till she dies, but for the others, I can stop anytime. Kehinde Dada sent that message on WhatsApp. Also on WhatsApp, I think it's more of a culture thing. I send money to my parents every month because they were there for me while growing up. Also, to some family members who don't earn much. Spiritually, too, we feel obliged to help out. In all, it's important to be moderate because people have a way of feeling entitled. Jane from Egbeda says. Jane, thank you for your message. We've got another message here. Well, Google, that's not black tax, so I can't even touch that message because that's not black tax. We've got Luga exclusive with a message here, but let's take a break.
Do you earn an income? Are you in need of funds for your child's school fees? Is your car or equipment old and needs a replacement? Do you need a loan for personal or business use? Whatever your business or personal need, Credit Veal has got you covered. Simply dial 0805-510-0010. You can also send us an email via info@creditveal.ng or log on to www.creditveal.ng. Credit Veal, financing you for a good life.
Luga exclusive from NMPC says, the best help you can give to humans or relatives is to teach them how to catch fish. There are some people who are naturally lazy, who do not want to enter work. Set up a business for your relatives, no matter how small. It is if they do it well, with time, they'll stop asking you for money. You know, there's an angle to this black tax conversation that I think we're going to take a look at next week. So, you know how sometimes you're from a family where the parents provide everything for everybody. You know what I mean? So they sent you and your siblings to the best schools. They provided everything you needed to succeed with life. They even, perhaps even favored one of the siblings over the other. We're changing schools for them all the time. We're providing what they needed all the time. We're throwing money at them just so that they could succeed. And then one of the siblings succeeds and succeeds more than all the other siblings. Right? So he or she is doing well and the other siblings are not doing well, even though they all had the same opportunity provided for by the same parents, raised in the same environment, etc., etc., etc. If those siblings who had the same opportunities you did are unable to get on their feet, so to speak, before the parents die, you're all adults now. But the parents are still fending for the adult sibling. And that parent dies. As the sibling who succeeded, would you still feel an obligation to cater for the siblings who, for some reason or the other, just couldn't find their feet? Would you feel an obligation to do it? Would you do it? How long would you do it for? That's a conversation we'll have next week, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are listening to me right now who can relate to that as well. But let me give you a chance to win 10K. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.